harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 52. I personally like one-bowl meals. Things like salads and casseroles that are all-inclusive. Curries are another great way to get the most variety out of every bite. Today, we will be making a chicken curry with coconut milk. I understand that coconut is coconut for everyone. It's one of the most divisive flavors around. However, even if you do not like coconut-flavored sweets or coconut-scented products, I encourage you to try coconut milk at least once in a savory dish. Coconut milk is a source of healthy fats and can make any recipe beautifully creamy without the use of dairy. It does have a light coconut flavor, but it's not as cloying and intense as what might be associated with the sweetened dried coconut used in desserts. It comes in cans and is usually found in the baking or Asian food section of a grocery store. The other special ingredient we will be using is curry paste. If you have access to an Asian grocery store, there are many, many different curry pastes from around the continent. The one I used in this recipe is one of the most widely available, Thai red curry paste. But note that any curry paste you have will work. You might just need to adjust the amount you use. Ingredients: 2 chicken breasts chopped, 1 zucchini sliced, 1 small onion sliced, 1/2 a red bell pepper sliced, 1/2 a cup of tomatoes diced, 1 clove of garlic grated or pressed, 1 can of unsweetened coconut milk, 2 teaspoons of red curry paste, black pepper, salt or fish sauce to taste, garlic powder, optionally cilantro, and you can also make some rice to go with the curry. Season the chicken with salt, pepper, and garlic powder about an hour before making the curry. Heat olive or coconut oil in a large pot over medium heat. Sauté the onions and red bell pepper with black pepper until softened, and then add the chicken. Sauté until the chicken is about 75% visibly cooked on the outside. Add in the sliced zucchini, tomato, garlic, coconut milk, and curry paste, making sure the paste dissolves completely. Turn the heat to low and allow to simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes, or until the zucchini softens. Garnish with fresh cilantro, and you can enjoy this on its own or with rice. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send all reviews and pictures to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-o-dee-dee-o-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-d